Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. 7 minutes past the hour of 9. Welcome to the social program on Radio Islam International. My name is Habib Bobat, and inshallah I'll be keeping you in company this hour right up till 10 a.m. Unfortunately, this morning Maulana Ibrahim Bam will not be able to join us because he is attending a conference that's taking place in Johannesburg at the moment. So inshallah I'll be keeping you company this morning, and in this hour I'll be looking at a very interesting aspect of the Prophet's life. Today I'd like to discuss his 24 hours. To give you it one in one sitting, we can take a look at the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's 24 hours. What were his 24 hours like? What was his daily routine like? What he used to do when he used to wake up, when he used to perform Salatul Dhuhr, Salatul Asr, Salatul Maghrib, what he used to do at this, at these occasions, what kind of du'as he used to read, what kind of activities he would engage himself in. So we are going to be looking at the 24 hours of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this hour, and the objective behind this is not to remember everything from A to Z, but rather to create within us the desire to build a routine similar to the routine of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, number one. Number two, also to discuss the aspect of the importance of following a routine in your daily life. You know, you get two types of life. One is the intentional life that you are living, and one is the go by the flow, you know. Jidhar ko hawa chale, udhar ko chale. If today you're feeling happy, you do certain things. Today you're feeling sad, you do another thing. And tomorrow you do end up doing nothing because you just don't want to do anything. So you get many people who are in that boat, and then you get other people who are living an intentional life. They've got a purpose behind whatever they are doing. At any given moment, if you find them in an activity, they will be able to tell you that, listen, I'm engaging in this activity for a certain reason. So that's the whole objective behind this program. It's not for you to memorize from A to Z, but rather it gives us an opportunity also for us to introspect that, what kind of daily routine do I have in my life? Do I have some sort of system in my life? Am I a person who flows with the situation outside, or do I follow my own routine? That's the basic objective of the program. The SMS line to the program is 48855. That's 48855. Alternatively, you could give me a call on 011-854-1548. Or alternatively, you could WhatsApp on 072-786-1548. I'd really like to hear from you also, inshallah. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International. Africa, Africa. The months and days of Hajj towards Eid al-Adha have arrived. Sponsor one or more Qurbani animals for those in need for just 750 rands per share in the most deserving areas of Africa, or just 1,700 rands per share in South Africa. The slaughtering of livestock overseen by AMA representatives is undertaken within these remote villages to ensure that the most needy experience the essence of Eid al-Adha. Call Africa Muslims Agency now on 011-834-8685. Or donate online at Africa Muslims Agency at co.za. Africa Muslims Agency, the agency that cares. Africa.
Is your child rubbing his eyes or complaining of headaches, watery or itchy eyes? Eye care for kids begins at birth. At school, 80% of a child's learning is based on vision. When last has your child had their eyes screened? An eye test examines the internal and external structure of the eyes to coordinate care for hand-eye coordination in preschoolers, glaucoma, cataracts and retinal disorders, diabetes and hypertension. Trade Route Optical for a free vision screening. An excellent investment in your health. Two pairs of glasses for 699 Rand or buy one, get one free on selected frames. Trade Route Optical. Your eyes are our concern. Shop you too next to FNB 852 Eyes 3937.
Sam at 3 haram tour from only 19,900 per person, including airfare. Hashimi Hotel in Aqsa, 3-star hotel in Medina, 5-star hotel in Mecca, limited seats. Contact Maulana Musa Badat on 011-0400-800. That's 011-0400-800. Call now.
Sena
now approved Mug and Bean. On the move. Now open at Total Constantia Kloof, Jim Fushier Road, just off Hendrik Potgieter Road. Come and try our giant muffins, health sandwiches, wraps, baps, paninis, a variety of coffees and ice frizzos. Visit our car wash, jungle gym and our Bonjour convenience store. Open 24 hours for your convenience. Telephone number 011-675-2599.
يا من أجبت دعاء نوح فانتصر وحملته في ملكك المشحون يا من أحال النار حول خليله روحا وريحانا بقولك كوني يا من أجبت دعاء نوح فانتصر
You are listening to Maulana Habib Bobat.
We are discussing the 24 hours of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and we are looking at his routine. Now, when we discuss routine, we are not speaking of a strict version of routine here, because at times the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would leave out few things, and at times he would do few things extra. But the basic structure of the routine was found in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we know the benefits of a routine. That was, when a person has a certain routine, he's able to progress, he's able to accomplish many things in life, as compared to a person who does not have a routine. So the basic structure of the routine is found in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Having said that, we must also understand at times the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would do certain things differently. For example, he was in the days of Hajj, then certain things would fall off, or he was in the days of battle. So certain things would fall off and certain things would stay, and certain things would still carry on even though he would be on safar. But we are looking at the basic structure of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's life, what time he used to wake up and so forth. The author starts off here, يَسْتَعُ نُورُ الْفَجْرُ ظُلْمَةَ اللَّيْلِ وَيَسْتَعُ أَذَانُ بِلَالِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ سُكُونَ الْمَدِينَةِ وَيُوَافِ ذَلِكَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ نَائِمًا لِيَسْتَرِيحَ الْبَدَنَ الشَّرِيفِ سَاعَةَ السَّحْرِ بَعْدَ سَبْحٍ طَوِيلٍ مِنْ قِيَامِ اللَّيْلِ. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be sleeping, taking a rest after a lengthy session of ibadah with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whilst he would be resting, فَإِذَا أَذَّنَ بِلَالٌ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ إِسْتَيْقَدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. The words of the adhan of Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would fall upon the ears of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he would wake up immediately. وَأَوَّلُ شَيْءٍ يَفْعَلُهُ أَنْ يَتَنَاوَلَ سِوَاكَهُ فَيَسْتَاكَ بِهِ. The first thing the Prophet of Allah would do after waking up was to take miswak and make miswak. He would take the miswak that was closed by him, and he would make miswak. So he would wake up by the call of adhan. Thereafter, he would make miswak. ثم يقول الحمد لله الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور. Thereafter, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would recite the following dua: الحمد لله الذي أحيانا بعدما أماتنا وإليه النشور. He would read this dua. Now, whatever sunnah you pick up from here and you would like to practice upon, by all means, try and practice on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sunnah, and you'll get reward in both the worlds, insha'Allah. So, he would wake up by the call of adhan, he would make miswak, and number three, he would read the dua, Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَحْيَانَ بَعْدَمَا أَمَاتَنَا وَإِلَيْهِ النُّشُورِ. Thereafter, he would reply to the muaddin. If the muaddin was at a certain phase of the adhan, he would reply to him at that stage, حَيَّ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ. Or whichever, at whichever stage of the adhan the muaddin would be at, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would respond to the muaddin. So that's another sunnah, brothers. That's another sunnah, brothers and sisters. That when once you have risen from your bed and you find that the muaddin is giving the adhan, then try and reply to the muaddin, inshaAllah. ثم ينبعث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإن كان به حاجة إلى الغسل اغتسل وإن كان به حاجة إلى الوضوء توضأ. After Adhan was called out, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would either make ghusl if there was a need for ghusl, or he would make wudu if there was a need for wudu. According to the demand of the situation, he would do either of the two. And the hadith here states that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam at times would stand on the musalla and he would recall, "Hey, you know what, I forgot to make ghusl from last night." So he would tell the Sahaba, wait. Just stand in your saf, I'll be back shortly. He would go back and come back after ghusl. And Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in report that you would see water dripping from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam's hair to indicate that he had a fard ghusl. ثُمَّ يَنْبَعِثُ So the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would either make wudu or ghusl according to the need. ثُمَّ يُصَلِّ رَكْعَتَيِ الْفَجْرِ فَيُصَلِّ صَلَاةً خَفِيفَةً After the ghusl, he would then make two rakats salah before fajr. And that is the sunnah mu'akkada that we are encouraged to read every morning before our actual two rakats of fajr. So the Prophet of Allah would read two rakats sunnah salah. فَإِذَا فَرَغَ مِن صَلَاتِهِ فَإِنْ كَانَتْ زَوْجَتُهُ مُسْتَيْقِظَةً تَحَدَّثَ مَعَهَا حَدِيثَ الْمُؤَانَسَ وَالْإِسْعَادِ فَمَا ظَنُّكَ Amazing. Now look, just follow the routine of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and you'll see how balanced he is in his life, how balanced he is. فَإِذَا فَرَغَ مِن صَلَاتِهِ He would perform two rakats sunnah salah. After performing his two rakats of sunnah salah, فَإِنْ كَانَتْ زَوْجَتُهُ مُسْتَيْقِظَةً If his wife was awake, just listen to this. If his wife was awake at that time, تَحَدَّثَ مَعَهَا حَدِيثَ الْمُؤَانَسَةِ وَالْإِسْعَادِ He would casually converse with his partner. He would go to his wife and, you know, just general talk. Nothing difficult or nothing detailed, but just a general discussion he would have with his wife, you know. The general discussion that takes place between husband and wife. He would converse with her, he would talk to her, and he would spend some time with her. So the author here says, فَمَا ظَنُّكَ بِزَوْجَةٍ مُحِبَّةٍ تَسْتَفْتِحُ أَنْوَارَ يَوْمِهَا بِحَدِيثِ الْمُوَدَّ مِنْ زَوْجِهَا The author is saying that just ponder, and he says reflect. Imagine you start off your day also like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by engaging with your wife in good discussions. And he's talking about general discussions here. How are you feeling? What do you plan to do? Oh, okay, mashallah, that's interesting. Yeah, I think we should get it done about 10 o'clock. I'll say maybe I can give you a call when I go out. So the author is saying, if you start off your day on a similar footing, imagine the love that will come between you and your partner. Allahu Akbar. Now, I'm going to refer to this aspect because marriage is my pet subject. Throughout the day, the Prophet of Allah, at different times, he would make time for his partner and he would make time for his wives. Here's the first occasion already. After performing two rakats of sunnah, he would see if any of his partners or if he, wherever he spent the night, if he was spending the night at Aisha's home, he would ask her and he would talk to her. If he was at another person's home, that another wife of his, he would talk to her and engage her in discussion. So the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after performing two rakats of sunnah mu'akkada, he would have a general discussion with his wife. وَإِنْ كَانَتْ نَائِمَةً اِلْتَجَعْ عَلَىٰ شِقِّهِ الْأَيْمَنْ حَتَّى يَحِينَ مَوْعِدُ إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ However, if the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw that his wives are sleeping and they are not awake at the moment, then he would not trouble them. He would go back to his place. And on the right side of his body, that means he will lie towards the right of his body. And he would wait for iqama to take place. So he would just relax, you know, just go back and close his eyes. Not a deep sleep, just closing his eyes to relax. And he would wait for Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu to give the iqama. Once the iqama would be given, he would then go to the masjid. فَإِذَا رَأَى بِلَالٌ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ اجْتَمَعُوا فِي الْمَسْجِدِ أَتَى إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فَنَادَى الصَّلَاةَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu would wait. And you see, once he had picked up that the Sahaba have congregated for Fajr Salah, and there's a good number of people there in the masjid, he would come to the Prophet of Allah. Whilst he was resting, he would say, As-salah, ya Rasulullah. O Prophet of Allah, the people have gathered, you may come out for salah. Subhanallah. فَيَخْرُجُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَمُ إِلَيْهِمْ فَإِذَا خَرَجَ مِنْ بَيْتِهِ رَفَعَ طَرَفَهُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would leave his home and he would glance towards the skies. And he would read the dua, Bismillahi tawakkaltu ala Allah. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an adilla aw udalla aw azilla aw zalla aw adlima aw udlama aw ajhal aw yujhal alay. He would read the following dua and he would leave his home. فَإِذَا دَخَلَ الْمَسْجِدَ قَالَ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لِذُنُوبِي وَافْتَحْ لِأَبْوَابِ رَحْمَتِكَ. He would read the following dua and he would enter the masjid. فَإِذَا رَآهُ بِلَالٌ دَاخِلًا الْمَسْجِدَ أَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ. When Bilal رضي الله تعالى عنه would notice that the Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم is entering the masjid, immediately he would start the إقامة. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would then perform the Fajr Salah. And after performing the Fajr Salah, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam ثم يذكره بجوامع الذكر التي يستقبلها بها صباح يومه. Then the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam would make dua after Fajr. He would make dua and he would read these duas: أصبحنا وأصبح الملك لله رب العالمين. And many other du'as. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-afiyah fi al-dunya wal-akhirah. And Allahumma aafini fi badani. Allahumma aafini fi sam'i. The author has enumerated lots of du'as of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make du'a. And after du'a, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would engage in another activity. So let's recap very quickly from the time the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would wake up, what he would do. He would wake up with the call of adhan, he would make miswak, then he would read the dua, Alhamdulillah alladhi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi an-nushur. Thereafter the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would either make wudu or ghusl. And thereafter he would read two rakats of sunnat, salah, sunnatul fajr. And thereafter performing two rakats of sunnah mu'akkada, he would then engage in a normal discussion with his wives. Qurban jaye mere aqa pe. Look at the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he would come back and he would speak to his partner and have a general discussion. If she was asleep, then he would lie down and rest also till the time of iqama would approach. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu would gather and he would gauge how many people are there in the masjid. If he find that a good number of people have gathered for Fajr Salah, he would then call the Prophet of Allah and he would say, As-salah ya Rasulullah. O Prophet of Allah, Salah is about to begin. And the Prophet of Allah would come and perform the Salah for the Sahaba. And after the Fajr Salah, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make dua. He would supplicate with all the duas that we find in the books of Ahadith. Now we move on to the next aspect of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's day. That's after Fajr. What would he do after the Fajr Salah was performed? ثم تتقارب أطراف الصفوف. Okay, leave that out. فربما بدأهم بموعظة كما في الحديث العرباض. After the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam performing Fajr Salah and after reading the du'as, he would then give An-Nasiha, he would give some advices to the Prophet, to the companions, and he would remind them about various things. You know, he would speak to them about anything that came to his mind and he thought that was important at that moment. Also, in this very same gathering, after the Fajr Salah, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would ask the Sahaba, وَرُبَّمَا أَقْبَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ إِذَا اجْتَمَعُوا حَوْلَهُ فَقَالَ لَهُمْ. The Prophet of Allah would ask them, هَلْ فِيكُمْ مَرِيضٌ نَعُودُهُ. Oh my Sahaba, is there anyone sick that we can go and visit him? Look at this. These are qualities of a leader. He's asking them, Oh my Sahaba, is there anyone sick? Maybe we can go and visit him, we can pay him a visit. فَإِنْ قَالُوا لَا. If they would reply no, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, هَلْ فِيكُمْ جَنَازَةٌ نَشْهَدُهَا. Is there any janazah that maybe we can go to? Anybody who has passed on, maybe we can go and attend to the janazah. فَإِنْ قَالُوا لَا قَالَ مَنْ رَأَ مِنْكُمْ رُؤْيًا فَلْيَقُصَّهَا عَلَيْ أَعْبُرُهَا. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would ask, okay, if there's no janazah, if there's no one sick, has anybody seen a dream last night? Has anybody seen a dream last night? And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, فَيَقُصُّونَ عَلَيْهِ رُؤَوَاهُمْ فَيَعْبُرُوهَا لَهُمْ. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would listen to the Sahaba and then he would give them the interpretation of their dreams. For example, there's a dream here that's recorded. A Sahabi came to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and after the Fajr Salah was performed, he said, "O Prophet of Allah, I saw a dream last night." The Prophet of Allah asked him, "What did you see?" He said, "Ra'aytu ka'anni fi rawdatin." O Prophet of Allah, I saw myself, I was in the garden. وَاسْطَحَ عُمُودٌ مِّنْ حَدِيدٍ. And there was a pillar made out of iron, out of steel, and that was in the middle of this garden. أَسْفَلُهُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. It was embedded in the earth, in the ground. وَأَعْلَاهُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. And in terms of its length, O Prophet of Allah, it stretched right till the skies, and it went into the skies. فِي أَعْلَاهُ عُرْوَةٌ. And from the top there was a rope hanging. فَقِيلَ لِي فَقِيلَ الْيَرْقَعُ. And I was told that climb up. قُلْتُ لَا أَسْتَطِي. I said, I can't. فَأَتَانِ مِنْصَفٌ فَرَفَعَ ثِيَابِ مِنْ خَلْفِي فَرَقِيتُ حَتَّى كُنْتُ فِي أَعْلَاهَا. Then a special mode of climbing came, and then I climbed up and I held onto that rope. فَرَقِيتُ حَتَّى كُنْتُ فِي أَعْلَاهَا. So I climbed right to the top of Prophet of Allah. فَأَخَذْتُ بِالْعُرْوَةِ. And I latched onto that rope. فَقِيلَ لَهُ اسْتَمْسِكْ. And I was told that hold onto it very hard, very firmly. فَاسْتَيْقَضْتُ. And then I woke up with Prophet of Allah. And I'm telling you now, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, تِلْكَ الرَّوْضَ الْإِسْلَامِ. The garden that you saw was actually the religion of Islam. وَذَلِكَ الْعُمُودُ عُمُودُ الْإِسْلَامِ. And that pillar that you saw in the middle was the pillar of Islam. وَتِلْكَ الْعُرْوَ عُرْوَةُ الْوُسْقَى. And that rope that you were holding onto was my teaching, which means the Sharia of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. فَأَنْتَ عَلَى الْإِسْلَامِ حَتَّى تَمُوتُ. O my Sahabi, you will be a believer in this world and you will also pass away as a believer when you leave this world. Allahu Akbar. So this was the interpretation the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave to the Sahabi. So very quickly, he would ask them, is there anyone sick? We can go and visit him. Is there any janazah that we can go and take part in it? Is there anyone that has saw any dream last night? I can give him the interpretation to that dream. وَرُبَّمَا حَدَّثَهُمْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَمْ بِرُؤْيَا رَآهَا هُوَ. At times the Prophet of Allah would ask them, has anybody seen a dream? And they would say, no, O Prophet of Allah. Then he would then give them an incident that he saw last night in his dream. If the Prophet of Allah saw a dream, he would also tell the Sahaba about it. هَلْ رَأَى أَحَدٌ مِّنْكُمْ رُؤْيَا؟ قُلْنَا لَا. He would ask them, oh my Sahaba, have any of you seen a dream last night? They would say, no, O Prophet of Allah. قَالَ لَكِنِّي رَأَيْتُ اللَّيْلَةَ رَجُلَيْنِ أَتَيَانِي. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I seen a dream last night. And then there's a long narration here which I'm not going to go into. And the Prophet of Allah started telling them the story and started telling them the entire incident that he saw last night in the dream. وَيَتَحَدَّثُ الصَّحَابَةُ فِي هَذَا الْمَجْلِسِ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَمْ فَيُشَارِكُهُمَ الْحَدِيثُ وَالْإِسْتِمَاعُ فَرُبَّمَا تَحَدَّثُ عَنْ حَيَاتِهِمْ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ وَمَا كَانُوا يَقَعُونَ فِيهِ مِنْ أُحْمُقَاتِ الْجَهْلِ الَّتِي تَبَدَّى لَهُمْ عَوَارُهَا بَعْدَ أَنْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ بِالْإِسْلَامِ فَإِذَا ذَكَرُوهَا ضَحِكُوا مِنْ جَهْلِهِمْ فِي الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. Also in the same gathering after the Fajr Salah, at times the Prophet, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala would just engage in discussions amongst themselves and they would recall the days of Jahiliyyah, the days of ignorance. Hey, you remember what we used to do? You remember what we used to do when we were not Muslims? And they would laugh in the Prophet of Allah, وَيَتَبَسَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ وَهُوَ الَّذِي كَانَ ضَحِكَهُ تَبَسُّمًا وَلَا يَزَالُ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ فِي مَجْلِسِ حَتَّى تَطْلُعَ الشَّمْسِ حَسَنًا. The Prophet of Allah would engage with them in discussion also. And if they would laugh, he would also share a laugh with them. Allahu Akbar, he would also chuckle at the same time. So this was the nature of the gathering after the Fajr Salah. ثُمَّ يَقُومُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ إِلَى حُجَرِ نِسَائِهِ. Oh yes. So this gathering would last till sunrise. After sunrise, ثُمَّ يَقُومُ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ إِلَى حُجَرِ نِسَائِهِ. After sunrise, the Prophet of Allah would then go back to his house. He would go back to his family. فإذا دخل البيت قال اللهم إني أسألك خير المولج وخير المخرج بسم الله ولجنا وبسم الله خرجنا وعلى الله ربنا توكلنا. That is a dua that should be read when you are entering the home. He would read the dua. وأول شيء يبدأ به إذا دخل بيته السواك يطيب به فمه المطيب ويسلم أهله قائلا. After reading the dua of entering the home, he would make miswak. And after making miswak, he would greet his wives by saying, Assalamu alaikum, kayfa antum ya ahl al-bayt. When I read this, it left me in tears. I said, look at the nature of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahu Akbar, look how kind he is in his approach. He would make siwak, he would make salam, and then he would ask his family members, his wives, kayfa antum ya ahl al-bayt. How are you doing, my household? How are you doing, oh my family? Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah, our narrowness and our crookedness have taken us far from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look how warm the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is. وَيَطُوفُ عَلَى نِسَائِهِ يَدْخُلُ عَلَى كُلِّ وَاحِدَةٍ فِي حُجْرَتِهَا يُسَلِّمُ عَلَيْهِنَّ وَيَدْعُو لَهُنَّ وَلَا يُطِيلُ الْمُكْثَ. This is a second occasion in which the Prophet of Allah is engaging with his family members. Remember, he's a prophet of the world. He's very busy, but he's making out time for his family. Allahu Akbar. So, after Fajr Salah, he would sit in the masjid till sunrise. After sunrise, he would come back home, he would make salam, and then he would visit each wife of his, and he would make salam with her, and he would ask her, how are you doing? Is there anything that you require? And thereafter, the Prophet of Allah would leave. It was a very brief visit. The hadith says it was a very brief visit, but he made it a point. He made it a point to go and visit each wife individually and ask her, how are you? Is there anything you require? Is there anything you need? Now, here what we need to learn from here is that the justice the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam exercised and the warmth that he displayed for his family members. Subhanallah. وربما سأل عن الطعام فقال هل عندكم شيء فإن كان ثمة الطعام قرب إليه وغالبا ما يكون طعاما خفيفا كالتمر والحيس والأقط أو شرابا كاللبن أو النبيذ ونحو ذلك وربما سأل فيقولون يا رسول الله ما عندنا شيء فيقول فإني صائم. The Prophet of Allah, after conversing with them, would ask him, do you have anything in the house to eat? Do you have anything in the house for me to eat? And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, or the wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, says that most of the times it was just something light, very light, that we had with us, like cheese or dates, always we have or milk, always we have nabiz from the night that we made, and we also give this to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If we had nothing in the house, the Prophet of Allah would say, إِنِّي صَائِمٌ. No problem, I am fasting. He did not make a big fuss. You got nothing in the house. And the Prophet of Allah, can't you see I'm hungry? What a long night I had in Ibadat. I was reading Tahajjud. Now I got nothing to eat. Nothing of that sort. He just said, إِنِّي صَائِمٌ. I am fasting then. I will observe a fast today then, if there's nothing to eat in the house. So now we have discussed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's routine from the time he wakes up till after sunrise. Let's quickly recap, because recapping is very good, you know. Number one, he would wake up with the call of adhan, he would make miswak, he would read the dua, thereafter he would make wudu or ghusl, thereafter read two rakat salatul sunnah for fajr. After the two rakats, he would then come back home and converse with his family members. If they were sleeping, he would lie down and rest till Bilal would call him, radiyallahu anhu. After the Fajr Salah was performed, the Prophet of Allah would read the relevant du'as. Thereafter, he would ask the Sahaba, is there any sick person in the community that we can go and visit? He would also ask, is there any janaza that we can attend? And lastly, he would ask them, is there anyone that saw a dream last night? And if they did, then he would give them the interpretations. And he would remain in the masjid till sunrise. After sunrise, the Prophet of Allah would return back home, and he would sit with his family members, and make salam with each one, and ask them how they are doing. Allahu Akbar. And he would ask them if there's anything to eat. If there was nothing to eat, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, "No problem, I am fasting for the day." This is the routine of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the time he wakes up till sunrise. Stay tuned to Radio Islam International as we catch up on a few commercials.
Assalamu alaikum Yusuf bhai.
Wa alaikum salam Musa bhai.
Yusuf bhai, I was kurbani no hu karwana. Bakra lawana ke hu.
Are bhai, I'm making one kurbani at home to keep the spirit of kurbani alive. And the balance of the kurbani I'm sending to Crescent of Hope. They make kurbani to all the needy, locally or internationally.
Are Yusuf bhai, mashallah, boharu bhai, boharu. Where can I find this Crescent of Hope?
Crescent of Hope, serving humanity for the pleasure of Allah. 137 Rose Avenue, Lanesia, 011-8 527370.
Experience the intensity of Al-Quds, the vibrancy of Mecca, and the serenity of Medina. Book your space on Freeway Travels, Accelerating December 3 Haram Package. Prices from only 20,950 Rand per person for sharing. Contact us now to reserve your seat on this limited space offer. Freeway Travel on Monday. It's a matter of choice. Call 011-661-0111 or 082-378-790.
Wrap it, pack it, fill it, close it, store it, pour it, throw it, zip it, sip it, or just stash it. You've got it. Stash It Distributors, for all your packaging and baking requirements. Stash It Distributors, 6 Clare Road, Fordsburg, 011-492-0033.
Madrasa to Solihat invites all ladies to its annual Jalsa on Saturday, 19th September 2015, corresponding to the 4th of Zilhijjah 1436. Venue, Madrasa to Solihat, 30 Bird Street, Mayfair. Time, 1:15 p.m. Discover your power. Be a woman of inspiration. Leave a legacy. Join Madrasatu Salihat as we showcase how you can be instrumental in building society. You will be inspired, entertained, and enlightened. Don't mess out.
فهذه مدارس الجامعة.
Tweet Maulana Habib Bobat at Habib Bobat.
All right, let's continue. There's so many thoughts that come into my mind, but at the moment I'm not going to go into that discussion. Example, the lessons we learn from here. We can't go into those lessons in a moment because time does not permit us to do so. So I'm just going to go through the routine itself without taking the lessons from there because of time constraints. Let's move on. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after finishing his rituals with his family members, who then come back to the masjid. المجلس النبوي صلى الله عليه وسلم فإذا أتم صلى الله عليه وسلم طوافه على نسائه عاد إلى المسجد. After greeting each of his family member and after greeting each of his wife, he would come back to the masjid. فإذا دخل صلى الله صلى تحية المسجد عند سارية تسمى سارية المهاجرين. He would come back to the masjid and read two rakats تحية المسجد at a pillar called pillar of مهاجرين, the pillar of the مهاجرين. وهي متوسطة في الروضة الشريفة وكان يتحرى الصلاة عندها. This was a pillar in the pillar of designated area of the Rawda, where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says this is a piece of land on earth which is from Jannah. So this was a pillar that was named after the Muhajirin. He would read two rakats salah there and after that he would sit. ثم يجلس شرق المسجد في الروضة الشريفة مستندا إلى حجرة عائشة رضي الله عنها. He would be, his back would be reclined towards the room of Aisha رضي الله تعالى عنها, and he would then sit there, and the Sahaba رضي الله تعالى عنهم would come and they would gather around the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. And the author says, وَقَدْ يَقِلُّ الصَّحَابَةُ حَوْلَهُ أَوْ يُكْثِرُونَ At times there were a lot of people around the Prophet ﷺ. And at times there were very few people around him. بِحَسْبِ فَرَاغِهِمْ وَضُرُفِ حَيَوَاتِهِمْ It was according to the schedules that they had for the day. If they had any free moment they had, they would come to the masjid and they knew that the Prophet of Allah was there and they would benefit from him. Now in this gathering, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wished to advise them. فَإِذَا جَلَسَ إِلَىٰ أَصْحَابِهِ تَحَدَّثَ إِلَيْهِمْ وَكَانَ أَفْصَحُ الْخَلْقِ كَلَامًا He would give them advices. And all other forms of teaching would take place here in this gathering. So basically it was a gathering of teaching. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach the Sahaba in this gathering. And part of this gathering was that the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum would bring the children. If there was a newborn baby, they would bring the baby at this time to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَفِي مَجْلِسِهِ يُؤْتَى بِصُبِيَانِ الْمَدِينَةِ فَيَدْعُوا لَهُمْ وَيُحَنِّكُهُمْ وَيُبَرِّكُ عَلَيْهِمْ In this gathering, the Sahaba would bring the newborn babies and they would ask the Prophet of Allah to make tahniq. Tahniq, we are all aware, it means to chew on a piece of date and then to place it in the baby's mouth. This is called tahniq, and which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has encouraged the ummah to also do. So he would make tahniq, and then he would make dua for the children, and he would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant them barakah in their lives. This was also part of the gathering that used to convene after sunrise, say half an hour, 1 hour after sunrise. There should be about 7-8 o'clock, according to the sunrise of Madinatul Munawwara. وَيُؤْتَى فِي مَجْلِسِهِ Oh yes, at times the Sahaba would come with their children and the Prophet of Allah would ask them, what is this baby's name? And they would say that his name is so and so. And the Prophet of Allah would say, no, okay, this name is not suitable, change the name to this name. And the Sahaba would agree immediately. Like the one Sahabi says here, what is his name now? The Sahabi came to the Prophet of Allah and the Prophet of Allah asked him, what is the name? He said, Fulan. So the Prophet of Allah said, no, don't give him this name, rather take this name. Walakin ismuhu al-Mundir. Rather call him Mundir, that's a better name. وَيُؤْتَى فِي مَجْلِسِهِ بِبَوَاكِيرِ ثِمَارِ النَّخِيلَةِ حَيْثُ كَانَ التَّمَرُ فَاكِهَةَ أَهْلِ الْمَدِينَةِ وَقُوتِهِمْ وَغِذَائِهِمْ فَكَانُوا يَفْرَحُونَ إِذَا رَأَوْا أَوَّلَ الثَّمَرَةِ وَيَأْتُونَ بِهِ إِلَى النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ When the new fruits of the season will come in, Subhanallah, look at this. When the new fruits of the season would come in, the Sahaba would happily bring them to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And then the Prophet of Allah would partake from there, and the Prophet of Allah would make the dua, Allahumma barik lana fi thamarina, wa barik lana fi madinatina, wa barik lana fi sa'ina, wa barik lana fi muddina. Allahumma inna Ibrahim abduka wa khaliluka wa nabiyyuk, wa inni abduka wa nabiyyuk, wa innahu da'aka li Makkah, wa inni ad'uka li Madinah, bimithli ma da'aka li Makkah, wa mithlihi ma'ahu. The Prophet of Allah would read the dua and he would partake from the fruits and he would also distribute it amongst the people in the gathering. وَكَانَ فِي هَذَا الْمَجْلِسِ فُسْعَةٌ Okay, so we have discussed that the Prophet of Allah would teach in this gathering. In this gathering, children were brought for barakah and for dua and for tahniq. In this gathering, the fruits were brought of the season, the new fruits of the season. And وَكَانَ فِي هَذَا الْمَجْلِسِ فُسْحَةً لِلطُّرُفَةِ وَالْمُزَاحَ الْجَمِيلِ Also in this gathering, there was also light-hearted moments. Many examples cited here. I'm not going to go into the examples, but as long as we have understood the nature of the gathering, it's fine, I think so. وَيَبْدُوا أَنَّ هَذَا الْمَجْلِسِ وَمَجْلِسُ اسْتِقْبَالِ الْقَادِمِينَ مِنَ الْمُوْفُودِينَ Also in this gathering, people who came from outside of Medina, they would encamp in Medina at night, and when the Prophet of Allah would convene this meeting and this gathering, they would then come with all their questions and they would seek clarification on matters. So people from outside, the delegations and all other groups would come and congregate at this hour. Alright, let's turn the page. وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ يَجْلِسُ فِي هَذَا الْمَجْلِسِ مَعَ أَصْحَابِكَ أَحَدِهِمْ لَيْسَ لَهُ شَارَةٌ تُمِئِ Okay, let's leave that out also. وَرُبَّمَا أُهْدِيَ لِلنَّبِيِّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ طَعَامٌ وَهُوَ مَعَ أَصْحَابِهِ It's a nice hadith here, but I'm not sure of the time. I'm going to leave it out. It's a very beautiful hadith where a man came to invite the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet of Allah said, "No, but my wife is with me. My Aisha is with me. Subhanallah, I can't come alone." It's a nice story. One day you must find out, inshallah. Anyways, the majlis would then end. And he would read the dua, Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayna ma'asik ila akhir al-hadith. Then there was a break. After the break, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would then go out. Ziyaratu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Another portion of his day was the visiting. وربما ذهب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في بعض ضحوات الأيام لزيارة من يرغب لزيارته من قرابته أو أصحابه. He would set aside a time in the day where he would specifically go and meet the people he intended to meet. The close family members, he would go and meet the Sahaba and anybody else that he felt was important to meet at that time. So he would go. And he used to pass by the house of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and he used to say, Athamma luka'a, Athamma luka'a. And his grandchildren would come, Hassan Hussein would come, they would run. They used to run and they used to grab the Prophet of Allah and they would kiss him and they would play around him. Allahumma inni uhibbuhu fa ahibbahu wa ahibba man yuhibbuhu. The Prophet of Allah would make dua. Oh Allah, I love these children. Love whoever loved them, O Allah. O Allah, I love these children. Love whoever loves them. Allahumma inni udhiru hubbi aydan ya Allah, inni uhibbuha. Inni uhibbuhuma, insha'Allah. Wadahaba dhaata marratin. Then there's a story here. Once the Prophet of Allah came to Fatima and he asked her, where is your husband? And she said, this kuch tutu meme ho gaya. Something happened between us, so he's gone out. And we know the story, Abad Turab story. ومن ذلك زيارتي لأصحابي صلى الله عليه وسلم وقد كان يأتي ضعفاء المسلمين ويزورهم ويعود مرضاهم ويجيب دعوتهم ويذهب وحده أحيانا. And part of his visiting trips would be that he would go to the poor Muslims, the weak and the feeble ones, and he would also visit the poor Muslims of the area and he would make dua for them and he would sit with them and converse with them. These are qualities of a leader, brothers. وربما ذهب معه بعض أهله. Okay, leave that story out. And he would also visit the marketplace. يمشي في الأسواق. Now this is all before Dhuhr. This is the period between, let's say 9 o'clock until Dhuhr. يمشي في الأسواق. وكان صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا مشى يتقلع. The Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم would visit the marketplaces. وكان يتبسم لكل من يلقى. The Prophet of Allah would smile. Would smile generously with whoever, with whomever he came across. وكان إذا مر بالسبيان سلم عليهم. At times he would pass by the group of children, and he would make salam with them. He used to make salam. Assalamu alaikum. He used to make salam with the children, and he would rub his hand over their faces and their heads, and he would make dua for them. ومر في المسجد يوما. And at once he was passing, and he passed a group of ladies that were sitting in the masjid. And he made salam to them also by hand. فَأَلْوَى بِيَدِهِ إِلَيْهِنَّ بِالسَّلَامِ. He made salam to them by indication. وَكَانَ إِذَا لَقِيَ الرَّجُلُ مِنْ أَصْحَابِهِ مَسَحَ وَدَعَى لَهُ. And while he was walking, he would meet the companions. He would compassionately rub his hand over their head, and he would make dua for them. This is part of his walks to the to the marketplace. And Okay, leave that out also. Too many stories we're leaving out here. Lots of stories, people. زياراته صلى الله عليه وسلم مع أصحابه. And at times, he would go alone, and at times he would take people with him to go visit the people. So, he would go visit, for example, here, at the house of Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He would read salah there, and he used to make dua for them. And he used to go visit the sick people during that time. And then, Just before Dhuhr, half an hour, whatever it may be before Dhuhr, Raha al-Qaylula, he used to make Qaylula. The afternoon siesta, he would take the afternoon nap and he would sleep. ويذهب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا تعالى الضحى إلى بيت زوجه التي هو عندها وفي يومها. فإذا دخل بيته كان أول شيء يفعله عند الدخول الذكر والسواك والسلام على أهل البيت ثم يصلي صلاة الضحى 4 ركعات وربما زاد فصلا فصلى 6 أو 8. The Prophet of Allah would go to his family where he would spend the day. if it was a certain wife's time, he would go to her and he would enter the home, make siwak, make salam, he used to read a few rakats of salah chash, and then he would then perform, after performing salah, he would then go to sleep and he would wait for meals. وَرُبَّمَا صَادَفَ طَعَامٍ فَأَصَابَ مِنْهُ. And the Prophet of Allah would then have meals. If there was no meals, he used to just rest it out till he would hear the Dhuhr Adhan. Okay, there's one part that I skipped here. One is that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam during this period will also entertain women with their masail. Women with masail that could not be posed when other men were there, they would come at this time, just before Dhuhr, and they would ask the Prophet of Allah some delicate matters, matters pertaining to women specifically. Like here, this lady is asking the Prophet of Allah about ghusl, fard ghusl, and then she's asking the Prophet about Prophet of Allah with regards to dreams and so forth, specifically to women. So he had a portion of the day also allotted specifically for the women folk. وَرُبَّمَا زَارُوا فِي هَذَا الْوَقْتِ بَعْضُ خَاصَّةِ أَصْحَابِهِ لِأَمْرِ يَعْرِضُ عَلَيْهِمْ. At times, not every day, sometimes his own close companions would come to him to ask clarification and mashwara and things like that for the day. And then the author goes on that when he was with his family members, now between now and Dhuhr, when he was with his family members, he would be extremely jovial, he used to be extremely kind, he used to be extremely warm. كان إذا خلا في بيتي مع أهلي ألين الناس وأكرم الناس كان رجلا من رجالكم إلا أنه كان ضحاكا بساما وما كان إلا بشرا من البشر كان يكون في مهنة أهله أي خدمة أهله. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to be extremely cheerful, he used to be warm, he used to be receptive when he was at home. They say we loved him when he was at home. وربما دخل ونام على فراشها وليست في بيتها فأوتيت يوما فقيل هذا النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Okay, let's leave that out also. So Qailula is finished. وكان يذهب ضحا كل سبت إلى قباء. Every Saturday the Prophet of Allah would go to Quba and he would then attend to the needs of the community of Quba. Leave that out again. So now Dhuhr is done. We're now coming towards the afternoon period of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. فإذا زالت الشمس أذن بلال للظهر فاستيقظ صلى الله عليه وسلم من قيلولته إن كان لا يزال نائما ويجيب المؤذن بمثل ما يقول ويتودع إن كان به حاجة إلى الوضوء. The Prophet of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم would hear the call of Adhan for Dhuhr Salah. He would make wudu and respond to the muadhin and read 4 rakat Salah at home and then come to the masjid. And let's move on. فإذا فرغ من صلاته أقبل على أصحابه. After the Dhuhr Salah, the Prophet of Allah would stand up and give advices again. And this was the biggest crowd because everybody from outside could also travel to Medina to perform Salah behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ثم يخرج صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى أصحابه وربما يذهب في هذا الوقت لقضاء بعض حاجات المسلمين قد بلغوا أن أهل قباء. At this time, between Dhuhr and Asr, he would go and settle the matters of the believers. For example, once there was a dispute that took place in Quba. So after the Dhuhr Salah, he said to the Sahaba, let's go to Quba and let's try and settle the matter there and let's see if we can get them back together. After that, he would come back for Asr Salah. وَكَانَ إِذَا أَدَّنَ لِصَلَاةِ الْعَصْرِ إِنْتَظَرَ حَتَّى يَجْتَمِعَ النَّاسُ إِلَهُ وَكَانَ يُرَغِبُ فِي صَلَاةِ أَرْبَعَ رَكَعَاتٍ. Okay, carry on. He would read the Asr Salah. And after Asr, we already discussed on 3 occasions, the Prophet of Allah would set aside time for his wives. Now look here. After Asr, he would again. فَإِذَا انصرف من صلاة العصر دخل على نسائه فيطوف عليهن جميعا. After صلاة العصر, again he would go to each of his wives and he would make salam with them again and ask them how things are going, anything they require, etc., etc. And فيقبل ويمس ويمس ما دون الوقاء. And he would also be affectionate towards them. He used to kiss them and also play with them. And husband and wife will understand this. No need to go into the details. Ba'd al-Ghurub, after the sunset would take place. So after Asr was reserved for his family and one, two other things here and there. Ba'd al-Maghrib, after the Maghrib Adhan, فَإِذَا أَذَّنَ الْمَغْرِبُ لَمْ يَلْبَسْ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. The Prophet of Allah did Maghrib Salah. فَإِذَا صَلَّ الْمَغْرِبُ عَادَ إِلَىٰ بَيْتِهِ فَصَلَّ رَقْعَتَيْنِ. After reading Maghrib Salah, he would return to his home and he would read his Sunan. Thereafter reading his Sunan, he would have his supper. He would have supper. MashaAllah. Let's move on. Salatul Aisha. Thereafter the Prophet of Allah would remain at home. وَيَبْقَى رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي بَيْتِهِ إِلَىٰ أَذَانِ الْعِشَىٰ. He would remain at home till Isha Salah. And then he would come out and perform the Isha Salah. And after Isha, he hardly gave any advices after Isha. He hardly gave. وَكَانَ إِذَا سَلَّمَ مَكَثَ فِي مَكَانِهِ حَتَّى يَنْسَرِفُ النِّسَاءُ. Okay, that's another story there. Okay. ثُمَّ يَرْجُوا إِلَىٰ بَيْتِهِ فَيُصَلِّ رَقْعَتَيْنِ رَاتِبَةَ الْعِشَىٰ. He would finish his sunan of Isha at home. Then, listen to this. ثُمَّ يَجْلِسُ سُوَيْعَةً يَتَحَدَّثُ مَعَ أَهْلِهِ وَيُوَانِسُهُمْ وَيَسْمُرُ مَعَهُمْ قَبْلَ أَنْ يَنَامْ. He would again engage with his family. He would engage with his wives in discussions. Allahu Akbar. Look at this, four times a day. Allahu Akbar. He would engage with his wives and have, and he said, before retiring to bed, the Prophet of Allah made it a point to engage in a discussion with their wives. He would talk with them. And if I recall doing this on a marriage program a few weeks back, that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before going to bed, would just talk, general talks with his wife. And psychologists will tell you that if you can have that few minutes talk with your partner before going to bed, you will sleep more happily and you'll wake up also more happily when you rest and finish. Anyways, after speaking with them, he would then sleep. He would get into his night clothing and he would sleep till half the night has passed. After half the night has passed, he would wake up and read dua, and then he would engage in tahajjud salah, and then the routine carries on as we started this morning. The Prophet of Allah would also dedicate few minutes to look at the skies, and he would read Inna fi khalqis samawati wal ard, and he would make dua, and he would also ponder on the creation and the reflection and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he would glorify him. Basically, this is a summary of the routine of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is 24 hours. Try and learn about your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you cannot do the entire day according to the sunnah, not a problem. But at least try and do some portions of the day according to the sunnah. Let's say for this week, you say you're going to do the morning portion. The coming week, you're going to do the afternoon portion. And likewise, you'll progress into the sunnah. May the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspire us all to also build a rock solid routine, number one. And number two, may we also be a means of inspiration for everyone else around us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.